We continue four lines down from the top on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah mentioned the idea of Eino Ose Yayin Esachat Sheira Lebor, that the Yayin, which is moving from the Gat into the pit, doesn't become Yayin Esach until it actually touches the pit, where the Yayin has become Nisnasech. But up to that point, as it's streaming down, it's still not considered Yayin Esach. So now the Gemara begins as follows. V'hatani, we have a brisa which seems, or v'hatanan, we have a mission, I'm sorry, in Maisros, which seems to indicate differently. Yayin mishayikpe. The Mishnah in Maestro says that when is the Gemar Malacha for Meiser? In other words, when does something become Chayiv in Meiser? There are certain points where you can continue eating some of your own produce, even temporarily, until the Gemar Malacha. Once the Gemar Malacha occurs, at that point it's Chayiv in Meiser. You cannot eat from the produce even temporarily. What is that point? Yeah, with regards to wine specifically, Yayin Mishayikbe. When the wine, when it begins to float, when it develops on the surface, some of the sediments have risen to the top. At that point, then it becomes chayev. The wine becomes chayev and meiser. So now what we're trying to do is we're trying to connect the law of yayin with meiser to the law of yayin by yayin nesach. Just like by meiser, the Gemar Malacha is when it begins to float, the sediment is floating up top, that like a crust begins to develop on the top part of the wine. So too, when it comes to Yayin Nesach, when does it become Yayin Nesach? Not when it comes into the pit, but when it comes into the pit, and then when it's floating in the pit. That perhaps would be the suggestion. So how do you understand, how do you answer this contradiction? Again, our Mishnah says it becomes Yayin Nesach when it comes into the pit, but the Mishnah in Maestro seems to indicate that when it floats at that point, that's when it's Chayv and Maestro, so that should be the same standard for Yayin Nesach. Rava comes to resolve the contradiction. Lo kasha, I'll tell you why it's not an issue. HaRabbi Akiva HaRabbanan. There's two opinions here. One is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and one is Rabbanan Tetznan, because we learn in another. Now, this is actually a brisa. Detanya yain mishayere lebor, Rabbi Akiva omer mishayikpe. Says the Rabbanan, when does yain become chayav in meiser? When it merely goes into the pit. Rabbi Akiva says when it begins to float up top. So again, so you see here that our Mishnah is in fact connected to the chiyav gemar malacha of meiser. But it follows the Rabbanan's opinion, which is when it comes into the pit, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva, who's of the opinion that it's Mishayikpe when it begins to float. But the question then with the floating that we're dealing with is floating where? Is it floating in the boar, or is it floating in the cistern? So the Gemara asks, Iboilehu kipui de boar, O kipui de chavis, which kipui are we referring to? Is it the scum that develops on the pit or in the barrel? If we're talking about on the barrel, that's a later time where it's chayv and meiser, because it has to go through from the cistern to the pit to the barrels. So that's a longer process, so that therefore you would be able to enjoy, with regards to meiser, you'd be able to enjoy the wine temporarily until it gets to that point when it's in the barrel, as opposed to in the pit, in the boar. So Gemara says, this is all within Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Tashma, detanya yayin mishayikbe, afal pi shekipa, kolit minagas ha'alyona, uminatzinor v'shose, that with regards to, this is another Mishnah in Maestros, with regards to wine, the status for Gemar Malacha, with regards to yayin, which has this sediments floating on top, and even though that's the time when it's chayiv in Gemar Malacha, when it is the Gemar Malacha and it's chayiv in Maestros, and even if Kippa, even if it has, this sediment has developed, you can still take from the upper cistern and also from the pipe, which is leading to the barrel. So Shema Mina, what do you see from here? If we're discussing when you would be allowed to continue, or when the Gemara Melacha is for Yayin, and we're focusing on the pit before it even gets to the barrel, Shema Mina, Kipui Debor, Kamrina, Shema Mina. It must be that Rabbi Akiva's opinion of the Kipui, the Gemara Melacha, occurs in the pit, not in the barrel. Shema Mina. So what we've established up to this point is that we're associating the laws of Gemar Malacha for Yayin with regards to Meiser to make it the standard for Yayin Nesach. And according to the Rabbanan, Yayin, the Gemar Malacha for Yayin is when it gets into the pit, so too with regards to the standard for Yayin Nesach, it will become Yayin Nesach only when it goes into the pit. As opposed to Rabbi Akiva, his opinion is a little more lenient, which is that when it begins to float, so it's in the pit and then it floats afterwards, that's what the Gemara Malacha for Meiser, and that's also the Gemara Malacha for Yayin Nesach.